following program contains the ramblings of those driven mad by their own geekitude. Listener discretion is advised.
Loading Geek 1. Loading Geek 2. Synchronizing Geeks.
By 2, version 2.0, the show that still takes three topics and throws them at two geeks. I'm Lyle Steed, the pseudo-Kiwi, coming to you from 3x2 Studios East.
And I'm the illustrious Patrick M., coming to you from 3x2 Studios Ohio. I don't know why I'm still in 3x2 Studios Ohio, other than it's too snowed in to go out. Actually, it's really nice, so it's awesome. It's better than awesome. Oh well, you know what I'm doing. I'm making no sense, so...
Yes, that's right. And actually, this week we have a very special guest with us. We have Christian Whitey. Now, say your last name for us, Christian.
Pokrifka.
Pokrifka. You know what? I actually worked, as you know, I worked with your cousin, and I don't think I ever got it right once.
Yeah, I hear everything from Pokemon to Paprika to just everything in between. So
so we'll just call you Whitey and not mess too much up.
Yeah, Whitey is awesome.
There you go.
Okay, so let's take it into the news. Our news today is a little bit more on the grim side. Just got the word this week. Leonard Nimoy apparently has a COPD, so our favorite Spock in the whole wide world is...
Yes, the only true Spock, I'm going to go on record saying the only true Spock, will be departing us, unfortunately. It was sad news that we found out through actually social media that a picture was snapped of him in a local airport where he was being rolled in a wheelchair holding a portable oxygen device. And the situation, the news came out, obviously it was a little bit of a rumor at first, but he has confirmed that despite giving up smoking 30 years ago, he has contracted the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD.
Which kind of sucks, but it happens. He is currently 82 years old, though, so at least we know he's had a good run, and we hope for as long and good a life as he can manage till its end. His big message was to stop smoking. There you go.
Yes, he has had a great run, and however long he lives, he will be an inspiration to all of us sci-fi nerds, especially me, being I'm proud to call myself a Trekkie, and to me, he will always be Spock.
Amen to that. That's the news.
Let's talk about our first topic, which is we're going to talk mostly about what it takes to get in, to get started in the film industry. Myself and Whitey are currently in different programs at Full Sail University, Whitey being in the Full Sail film degree, and I'm in the digital cinematography degree. I'm about to graduate. Actually, I've got just a few months left to go.
Hey. How
about
you?
Yeah. First time I've graduated anything since high school. So, which was unfortunately, 22 years ago. So,
22.
So, yeah.
This year.
So, so basically what we're doing is we're going to talk about the different benefits of each program. Whitey, why don't you get us started on what it's been like from an experience with you in the film degree?
Well, the experience has been really great in the film degree. You know, kind of going into it, I didn't really know what to expect. I had heard stories from people about, you know, sleepless nights and how hard the program is and just all these other things. And I was thinking to myself, you know, can I do this? Is this something that I'm going to be able to accomplish? And, you know, Full Sail is not the cheapest school in the world. So I was afraid that, you know, going into it, oh my God, am I going to blow 80 grand and fail out of school and be forever in debt and never get anywhere in life? But, you know, I decided to just go ahead and apply. I was thankful enough to get $30,000 in scholarships, and that helped out a lot. Plus, my mom was able to really help me out a lot and basically get me down here. And I'll tell you, it's been the best experience of my life thus far. I'm 25 years old, and when I was fresh out of high school, I went to a one-year media school up in Michigan that kind of gave me a really good crash course in everything in the media industry, whether it's web design, graphic design, basic shooting, editing, all that. And I really wanted to take it to that next level. And even back then, I knew Full Sail was really kind of the crown jewel, per se, of media colleges and somewhere that I really wanted to go. But, you know, with the high cost of tuition, I was like, oh, I'll never be there. But we were able to make it happen, and I'm really glad we were, because it's been just a heck of an experience. I'm three quarters of the way done now. I graduate in June, and I've, between the instructors and just fellow students and staff, I've made so many connections. I've met so many friends that'll definitely be lifelong friends, and I've learned so much along the way. I mean, Full Sail really takes you through everything that you need to know for production, whether it's, you know, from makeup to producing to directing to being director of photography, to even just, you know, just running around setting up lights and helping grip on set. They really give you a well-rounded education, so when you get out there in the industry, you can pretty much start doing anything that your heart desires, which is awesome.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I've watched since I've been able to follow your progress. I think we actually met through social media, through a fellow student. And also, I think one of our very early on in my degree program, one of my teachers, Jennifer Miller, who is the planning and pre-production teacher for the DCBS program, actually, I guess, fostered a cross connection program between our two degrees. And I still actually have a lot of contact with people from that film degree, and I've been able to watch a lot of what you've been doing. You know, you post a lot of pictures, videos, status updates and such like that on your Facebook feed and on your Twitter feed about your experiences on campus. I have to admit, I am a little bit envious of your experiences, Ed, because, you know, I've looked at all the things that we've done through the last couple of years. I graduate myself in May, so I'm just ahead of, just barely ahead of you. And the thing is that one, you know, as far as the programs go, I'm with you about, I was a little bit nervous about starting a degree program, one that was going to take a couple of years to do, and two, it was fully online. I had been with the University of Phoenix for a year prior to that, doing, yeah, that was the subject of many jokes, especially in the first season of 3x2.
Which, in fact, since we haven't mentioned that in a couple of years, let's actually play that clip.
This episode is brought to you by our new sponsor, the Financial Aid Office at the University of Phoenix. Now featuring the Wheel of Bullshit. Due to new federal regulations regarding student loans, your funding has been returned to the lender, and we have to request it again.
So getting back to what I was talking about, for me, getting back to school, especially at my age, I'm 39 now, and I wasn't sure I could do this. And you're right. We learned so many different things. I tend to think that the film program tends to be a little bit more broader spectrumed, because as you said, you talk about producing, directing, DP work, makeup, lighting, the whole lot, script writing. We cover a lot of that, but we cover it in a much more condensed version. We don't cover things like makeup, because as far as cinematographers go, we don't really are ever expected to worry about things like that. However, the teachers have been fantastic. The curriculum has been completely mind-altering. It's fantastic to sit there and read through some of the stuff that we read through, do the projects we do. Plus, on top of it, and I think this is one benefit that we have been able to have over the film degree, is that when we walk away from it, we do walk away with about $20,000 worth of equipment to use.
There's the tuition.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's what makes me jealous, because being in the actual film on campus program, they don't give us the cameras. They don't give us any of the extra equipment. All we have is just our laptops, you know, the programs that come with it. So, and a lot of our earlier programs or earlier courses in the program, we basically had to depend on people that already had, you know, Canon T3Is, people that already had, you know, maybe some work lights and stuff to produce a lot of our initial projects, which it was kind of. It was kind of bad in a way, because, you know, we were all flipping out and like, oh my God, we got to find someone that has this gear. But it was kind of good in a way, because it forced us to network. It forced us to make those connections and find people that already have the gear, already have the know-how to kind of get stuff done. And I guess it kind of paid off in the end, because it really made me, you know, meet just so many more people that way, just to figure out, okay, you know, what's your specialty? What can you do? And pretty much like on Facebook, what's really cool is they have like those friends lists that you can do, where right. You can basically say, okay, this person's a director of photography, this person specializes in makeup, this person's like a location specialist. And everyone I meet, I always try to kind of categorize them in their own little Facebook friend list, so that way I know whenever I have a shoot myself, or if someone else I know is looking for someone who's an expert in a certain field, I can be like, okay, who's on this list? Hey, are you available? I got this project coming up on this day, you know, get out there. And just trying to kind of cross network everybody with one another as much as possible. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I would say that that ability to network, actually being forced to do it, was probably a good thing early on, where, you know, we weren't forced to do that. We were forced to think more inwardly, right. To look at personal development projects. But the good thing is, like, it is a very good dichotomy of how the degrees work at Full Sail. Now, one of the other great things I just want to mention is that our instructors are not only just people who teach what they teach. A lot of them also work in the industry, still work in the industry day by day. Sometimes it can be a little bit of a hindrance, because you're waiting for a grade to come back, or you're waiting for feedback on something. But that's just, again, it's because they work in that territory. They're doing that job, you know, so that they can be able to give you the most up-to-date information. So it's a pro and a con in the same way. But I have to say, I would rather have teachers who have done that work themselves.
Exactly. And that's really the great thing is, you know, all of our teachers, they've had the real world experience. In a couple of my classes, I've been taught by Emmy Award winning teachers, people who have been on, you know, these huge productions for NBC, CBS, Universal, ABC, NBC, you name it. And to be able to work side by side with these industry professionals and really pick their brains and learn everything that they've learned in 20, 30, 40 years of being in the industry and bring it back and really condensing it down to something you can easily understand as a student is really great. Plus also just networking with them and getting the connects that they know and proving yourselves to people that they know, it just really helps you really break through the industry fresh out of school.
Okay. So now you got – listening to you guys go back and forth, because obviously you two being the Full Sailors and me being the amateur hack that's going to have to edit this podcast next. You've almost sold me, except for the whole debt part, but oh well. So I think that's –
scholarships,
that, yeah. How am I going to earn scholarships? Meh. Maybe. I don't know. tell you what. Good. Let's go ahead and jump in and talk about a little something completely different. Let's actually get into, Whitey, some of the things we brought you on here mainly to talk about your production company, some of your getting real world experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just jump in there real quick just before you go, Whitey. Vindicate Media, I've been watching a lot of what you've been doing since I've been following you. And, you know, just to give you an idea of how much it has inspired me, I don't really listen to hip hop music. I really don't. But listening to – being able to watch your work or listen to Rain Wilder's music through your work, I'm a sold fan. So, you know, I think if that's what you're going for, if you're looking to inspire people, you're already doing it.
That's exactly what it is, man. So, yeah, basically I'm founder of my own media company called Vindicate Media, and we've been officially established for about the last 2 years now. And basically the whole goal of Vindicate Media was just to bring the best of the best under one collective umbrella, under one organization, and be a one-stop shop for anybody that needs anything media-related, whether it's audio engineering, photography, videography, animation, graphic design, web design, basically just a one-stop shop, and just utilizing the most talented people, the most humble, down-to-earth people who collectively work together as a movement and just try to basically market themselves as being a media powerhouse. So basically it's me and about six or seven other guys that work with me who have their own little specialties. Some guys, they just focus on graphic design. Me personally, I focus on videography, photography, and I'm kind of the face of the company. Pretty much I'm out there trying to be face to face, making these connects, basically selling our services to the people and saying, you know, hey, this is something that you need. This is professional services that can really take either your brand, your business, you as an artist to that next level, get you out to people that you might not otherwise get out to. And just really, you know, clean up your image and push you out there to the world to see. So what we've been doing has really been wonderful, and it's just been really taking off, man, especially in the last 6 months here with my Full Sail education and whatnot. I've learned so much that I'm bringing back into the company, reinvesting into the company, and even the people I work with, it just makes them really amped and excited to be a part of something that's so much more than just a standard everyday company. So,
well, now, you mentioned that we're kind of back to the Full Sail aspect again, but do you find that the contacts you've made at Full Sail have really helped the company to grow that much faster?
Very much so. Two or three of the guys that are part of my company are actually either Full Sail students or Full Sail alumni. And, you know, I just basically through Full Sail, I found out about their work ethic and everything. And I was like, you know, these guys are great. I got to get them in my company. We got Ace in Blue, who he actually graduated out of Full Sail RA's RA program last year. And he's our audio engineer. He's actually an artist himself, really talented guy. He's got one of the best ears for mixing and engineering that I know. Anthony LaRocca, he's currently a Full Sail film student, graduating in May, and he's also doing photography, videography. He's kind of my right-hand man down here in Orlando right now, just kind of getting out there, helping me out any projects I need help with. And yeah, man, it's been really, you know, I've been really blessed to make the connects that I have and to actually, you know, have people see that, you know, Vindicate Media is a worthwhile basically community to be a part of and to join forces with me versus, you know, me having to do it all by myself. It's good to kind of share everything amongst each other and have everyone collectively be a part of this awesome movement. So,
well, that's really, I mean, it's awesome to hear. I mean, I love listening to people being able to tap into all the local resources, whether they be alumni, whether they be fellow students, or they just be local, you know, talent who have relocated or, you know, grew up in the area, and be able to come together and share ideas and collaborate on these projects. Now, you also have a partner for Vindicate Media in back in Ohio, is that correct?
Yeah, I've got a few guys up there. I'm originally from Toledo, Ohio. That's my hometown. And I've got Thomas Smith. He's really good with graphic design, web design. JO2 is what he goes by. Jay Toth is my other guy. He's really good with graphic design, web design as well. And then I've got a photographer up there as well named James Burr. And they all collectively are always doing, you know, they're basically working with the artists that I left behind when I moved down to Orlando, because I'm only making it back to Toledo maybe 3-4 times a year. So while I'm gone, they kind of keep the projects in motion to fill the void that I left when I departed. But you know, I'm truly blessed to have been able to come down to Orlando, live down here for the past 2 years now, and we're making a lot of moves down here. We just partnered with Studio 18, which is one of the largest recording studios in Orlando. We're going to start working with their artists, and they're not only hip hop; they also focus on rock, reggae, R&B, country. They pretty much record like every genre, which is what I'm really trying to kind of show, is that I can work with more genres than just hip hop. So, and then also we're working with Mad Ills from Grind Time. They do like all the rap battles and stuff like that. So we're starting to do like photography, video work with them. And also another Full Sailor just started up a clothing company called Mad Bread, and we've been helping him out, kind of start promoting his message, get his brand and everything out there. So it's all about collaborating, getting each other's ideas, messages out there, getting all the people that are really dedicated, knowledgeable, to come together, work together, and create some amazing things. And I'm really excited to see what 2014 has in store for all of us.
I was just going to bring us down to that subject as well. What do you actually see for Vindicate Media in 2014? Because I'm serious. I have been chomping at the bit. You have been dangling the carrot in front of all of us for so long. You know, I know you can't say too much about what's going on, but you know, can you give us some indication of what you got up your sleeve?
Well, yeah, I can't say too much big things, but pretty much, right, well, the big thing I can talk about is we have this new endeavor going on called Orlando Indie. Orlando Indie is basically an idea that me and my roommate, Ace in Blue, came up with, and we're basically getting out to the community, and anything that's got an independent movement in the Orlando, Central Florida area, we're trying to get out there and showcase, whether it's music, film, graffiti, skateboarding, any sort of art form, dance, spoken word. We're trying to get out there. We're trying to showcase the artists, give them a little 2 to 3 minute video that we showcase on our website, which is going to be launching this summer, called OrlandoIndie.com, and just constantly have new content going in there. Basically, just showcasing more and more events, artists, and our ultimate goal with it is, in the process, one, it's networking us with everybody in the community. So, you know, once we do this initial 2-3 minute video, which we're offering for free to everybody, we can say, you know, hey, if you're a business and need a commercial, we offer commercial services. Hey, if you're an artist and are looking for music video type services, we offer music video services. So it's kind of bringing us more clients, more business, and in essence, and it's also making people more aware that Orlando has such a rich community for this indie community, whether it's music, video, art, all that. You know, everyone here kind of meshes together, and everyone wants to work together and collectively want to get their message and their art form out to the masses, and that's what we're really trying to kind of facilitate with the Orlando Indie. So we've got that as kind of our main project right now. And then the second thing, which I just found out like a week ago, basically Rain Wilder, the artist I work with a lot back home, his management company just basically got some pretty big investors on board, and some big things are coming up with him. I guess he's going to be going on a U.S. tour this summer, and he wants me to come along to do photography and video on the tour. So hopefully I'll be tagging along with him on that. And that's about as much as I can say about that right now, but it's definitely really good things. Rain Wilder is a great guy. If any of you listening don't know about him, check him out. It's rainwilder.com, R-A-I-N-E, wilder.com. Awesome artist. And, you know, he's hip-hop, but he kind of blends in some rock. He blends in some electronic-type music. It's really kind of a cross-cultural mash. He even has, like, some screamo in some of his newer tracks coming out and stuff. So he's trying to kind of blend many genres together and really, you know, come up with something unique that I think with the proper promotion, which we're trying to do for him, and the proper connects, can really explode him onto the scene and hopefully out to the world. So
that's fantastic. Good. Yeah, sounds really good. Well, that's all the time we have for your interview at this time. Wadi, I just want to thank you again. Now, also, for those listening, you can check out Wadi's work at vindicatemedia.net. Yep. And we will definitely be checking out your work in the future. Thanks again for your awesome time, and I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Cool.
Okay, so we've talked about some Full Sail fun. We've talked about the Vindicate Media. It's time to talk about a little of our stuff. So let's start with your senior project that you're working on, the thesis.
Yeah, my thesis project, it's a short film called Luck of the Draw. We've probably mentioned it a few times, but this weekend, as we're recording this episode, following the recording of this episode, prior to the actual airing. Launch of this, the airing of this episode, I'll be completing principal photography for Luck of the Draw.
So it's done as of you hearing this.
Yeah, the principal photography shall be done as of right now. No, not now. Now. No, not then. Now.
When's then?
Now. Right now.
When's it going to be later?
Soon.
You had to go there, didn't you?
I did. And just to give you an idea, look, I'll tell you what. This production, unfortunately, has been plagued from the beginning because it's morphed and it's changed. It's people have come and go. People have come and gone. And it's had to become something that it originally wasn't intended to be. But the good thing about that is I guess was meant to happen, because I feel really strongly about the script that we have written now. We took what was supposed to be a coming of age story about a ne'er-do-well character and just completely turned it on its head into a farce, absolute farce.
Well, you did ask me to help you write a little section or two.
So yeah, that's the farce.
It's about
farce.
To go farce.
Yeah, that's right. May the farce be with us, huh? So
oh, don't do that again, please. No. Oh, son of a. Okay, I'm safe.
The fire stopped you, hoser. Yes, I did it. Thank you. Moving onwards. Yeah, so that's what I've got. I've got a great production lined up. I've had the amazing help and assistance from Full Camp Productions getting me extra talent. HR Native Productions LLC in Virginia Beach, who were fabulous in finding us a location to shoot. We had originally were going to set up in a studio, and we were considered possibly even green screening or just matting the surround, but we got a real actual card playing club that we're going to be working in.
And on that note, woohoo!
Yes, huge woohoo!
I'm going to be sitting and working those days here.
Yeah, you will be. I'm actually thankfully I'm off on off Saturday for this, and I've taken Sunday off to be able to do a little bit of editing work to get some pieces together, because not only do I have to do the film itself, I actually also have I have assignments due on Monday as well. I have to show my progress to my teacher and my fellow students. So yeah, I mean we're getting there. I mean it's a huge undertaking, but by far it is one of the most rewarding. I mean it's stressful as hell, but I just can't wait. I can't wait to do it. I'm getting excited for tomorrow morning to go and do this, or 2 days ago to do this.
Yeah, that's the big thing. When you're gearing up for this and suddenly it's here, we're going to do this. We're going to throw this whole shit together and see what happens and what it looks like. It gets exciting, which yeah, I had this to a lesser degree last week because.
Yeah, I mean, like doing this is. Well, what we're doing with this is, I mean, we're literally just throwing shit at a wall and see what it sticks.
Speaking of shit on the wall, that's what I was doing last weekend. The tweets should have been dropped. I think when did I get that up? What was it? I think it was Sunday morning or Monday morning. I forget. But I finally got down and edited and finally got 3x2 Studios a video posted, because we hadn't had a video posted in over a year.
Oh yeah, it was. I mean, we've done some stuff. I mean, you've either done some very minor stuff on your end, or originally when we first started the 3x2 cast, we did some stuff in your home studio, trying to record the podcast. I mean, It was rough. It was rough as guts. But
yeah, our last video posted was October 30th of 2012. It was me basically doing a video short because it was snowing in October.
Yeah, October.
And then, yeah, it was snowing in October in 2012. We're in 2014, and we finally got a new video posted for the first time in over a year. And it was for the audio promo from season 3, Shit on the Wall.
Oh, yes. That was fun. I mean, I wasn't too involved in the production of that, but I have to say it was – really fun to see you put all that together. And I mean, realistically, at the end of it, I mean, we didn't know how this was going to turn out, and it just looked like you had fun. I mean, I was more focused on let's make it look good. And you're like, no, let's make it look as cheap as it really was. And you did that. You did it well.
It looked cheap in spots. It looked decent in other spots. But the point is, these aren't going to be the highest quality videos in the world. It's about coming up with the idea and getting it out there. Now, when we get the next one that I'm scripting out right now, which is the Hit Manogram, episode 15 of the podcast.
Yeah, if you're interested, go back into the archives. I mean, I will warn you. I mean, there's already warnings on the episodes. We were a lot more vulgar than we are now on this podcast. But those promos are timeless.
Well, some of them are. Some of them are really time dependent. Some of the presidential stuff and things like that kind of lose their luster 2 years later.
But they're still funny.
Yeah.
Just wanted to let you know.
Except Gary Johnson references, because nobody knows who he is anymore. Unless you're a real libertarian.
That's right. Who?
But oh well.
So, but again, yeah, I mean, we're working on more promos. We've decided to really put some of these ideas to film, because they were fun to do, and it would be great. We've always talked about being able to take these ideas and remove them from just the audio realm and make a commercial out of them. I mean, College Humor has been doing it for years. It's our turn to get our ideas out there.
So yeah, between your film quality stuff and some other stuff we're going to put this together, or I'm going to primarily edit, that's going to be, well, more basic. We're going to get out, we're going to try to produce a lot more stuff that'll be a lot more awesome.
And that's all the time we have for this episode. This has been 3x2. I'm Laz D, the pseudo Kiwi.
And I am the illustrious Patrick M.
Be sure to check us out on our Twitter feed, not our Facebook feed, our Twitter feed, at 3x2 Studios, our website, 3x2cast.com,
or, we still have, or 3x2studios.com if you ever get we ever get that up and running properly.
And we have a Facebook fan page for all of our gnarly stuff, and we're still trying to find out a way to get our CompuServe email up and going.
CompuServe! We're out!
This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License.